in 5, 4, 3. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kev on stage. She's
that chick Angel.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. Bangers, bangers, bangers. Oh, 2026. A symbol. Welcome to Here's the Thing. This episode will air on Wednesday, October 19th. August 19th, by the way.
Yes. by the way.
If you're here, if you're curious about Stephen A. Smith, Naeem Lynn or Hayden Panettiere. We covered that in the bonus episode. You can join our Patreon, KevOnStageStudios.com. We talked at length about that. Angel had some funny stuff. I can still pull that clip, though, from you doing Stephen A. But that's for the bonus. Josh is not here. I pressed the wrong button. It is what it is. So that stuff is all on this week's bonus, which is available for you. Once again, we have two public episodes now on Here's the Thing. We always have a bonus, and sometimes I will cherry pick and make the best stuff on purpose. This time it was on an accident, so that's all there. This week, Norfolk, tomorrow, Friday, Richmond, Virginia.
Yeah.
Saturday shows are sold out in Raleigh. Next week, we will be in, next week's all sold out. Philadelphia, Washington, D.C. is all sold out. So we'll talk about the next things when we get there. To kick things off.
Let's kick it off.
My brother, Ray J, had a fight versus Orlando Brown over the weekend. Oh. Angel, what did you think about my brother who, after three grueling rounds, Ray J got on the ground like this. After three rounds, Ray J was on the ground like this in victory. He beat Orlando Brown.
Yes, obviously.
He beat him.
Yes.
When you watch the clips, you can't really tell, but he did. He came out victorious. Angel, what do you think?
When I was watching it, I think Ray J was making the same face we all were making of confusion looking at Orlando Brown. Like his face. Yeah. But he was walking in such a, he was in, shaped like a question mark the entire time that he was, and bless his heart, his titties were so supple. They were moving. It was so erotic at times. They were just moving and cascading all across that day. I mean, I said, Marcus, look at them titties. They were just, and then his shorts were in a way where his stomach kind of bulged over it. And I was like, you could just pull it up. There was just so many things. And I feel like Ray J's face was doing, calculating all those things. Like, ooh, you, nigga, your titties. It's just ample bosom.
Ample bosom.
It was a lot.
There was obviously from Ray J's height and weight and Orlando's height and weight, this was obviously had to be exhibition. There's no way they are in the same weight class.
And what's so funny is they're both short.
It's, yeah.
But Orlando looked like a gnome compared to Ray J. Because Ray J, nobody sees Ray J as a tall dude.
No.
Like he what, 5'7", 5'8"?
5'7", 5'8".
But that Orlando came out there, the height of the twins compared.
He looked like he's still on a major pain.
Yeah, he was so widow.
He was a widow type, but chunk.
Oh, yeah. Widow with some big old titties. Breastfeeding titties.
I want to take my shirt off to make the joke with what you've been saying lately. I feel
nutting
like.
Nutting all across that thing.
And see, if y'all don't know what that's crazy.
But the fact of the matter is it's happening.
Has really, I just don't want you saying that when my shirt is off.
And I'm going to say it every time.
I feel like you finally found something.
I did.
Because I don't think that's happening, but if I,
it is. And I'll start having porn music ready next time. I'll be like, whoa, they're getting out that lotion right now.
Somebody just called me Honey Bun Calf.
Why did they drag you like
man.
That? And you, why you keep bringing, that picture is 4 years old. When you get bored, you be like, reuse.
Angel, if I got a flight to catch.
I love it though. I love it for you.
It is mind boggling to me how I can run back the same joke and it go viral. Like it's the first, that picture is, absolutely 4 years old. I remember. Maybe longer.
Because Marcus did the picture. And we were all doing that. And then you were like, oh, let me see. And then we saw your crazy self. And I think Tony did it. It was
yes.
like. And
Spice. Yes. Like, I wasn't the only person using that Snapchat
and
filter.
That is like the third time I've seen you drop it. And every time.
It goes. Now, this time, they kind of wink.
Oh, well, AI's gotten better. Yes, AI's gotten better, so they be able to do more.
Yeah, back in the day, you had to know how to Photoshop yourself. Now you just say, put this nigga head in a honey bun thing. And when I tell you, when I was just scrolling through my stories on the plane, and I saw that picture of my face in a honey bun wrapper on Jamila's stories, and I just was watching, I go through stories all the time. I said, oh.
Yeah, they did you dirty.
Oh, the nigga made a whole battle, the whole bald nigga song with 48 pictures of me. As Little Bill, somebody said I look like a lesbian honey bun.
How does a lesbian honey bun?
And then somebody just said, oh, you was a lesbian.
Lesbian.
I said, that's a double back to Angel's lesbian. In the context of this joke, I mean, just mercilessly cooked for a whole day.
Did I ever tell you where lesbian came from?
Mm-mm.
Nick Few.
Really?
Yes. Nick Few told me a story over 20 years ago, and that was the funniest part of the story. And I've been saying lesbian ever since.
Somebody said that in the story?
Yes. A woman stood up in a church mad because she realized there was gay people there. She said, well, she used the F word as well because the piano player or somebody in the choir was a gay man.
Yeah.
And she was like, where there are F words, there are lesbians. And ain't none of them getting up in me and Sharonda's cat. Let's go. I still remember.
Who was Sharonda?
Whoever was with her.
They ain't getting Sharonda's cat.
Ain't none of them getting up in me and Sharonda's cat. Let's go. I still remember when Nick Few told me that story. And I've been saying lesbians ever since.
I protect my cat.
Yes.
That's hilarious.
Yes. Over 20 years ago, he told me that story.
Oh, my God. Let's go.
Right here, but go ahead, sorry.
No, it's okay. So Ray J and Orlando Brown were the undercard on Clarissa Shields' legitimate fight.
Oh, wow.
Angel, Clarissa Shields beat that white girl.
Beat the bricks off of her.
So they threw laundry, full bath towels in the ring. Usually the towel they throw in is like a hand towel, and it's one. They took a laundry basket and was like, hey, Clarissa Shields punches so hard.
Yeah, we've seen it on TikTok. I don't know why anybody would jump in the ring with her.
Angel, she punched one of the 85 South dudes, not the three guys, somebody from the 85 South community. It was hit so hard. She sparred with a troll. I saw this on TikTok. Angel, she punched this girl in the body so hard. It looked like she swung a sledgehammer. The sound it made when she connected with that girl's body was like, doom. She punched that white girl. The braids start coming loose. And it was a Zeus. I don't know if it was a Zeus promoted fight on DAZN.
These names. A Zeus on DAZN.
DAZN? Literally. Because I didn't see the fight in real time. I totally forgot Ray J was fighting. I want to know if Ray J fights Orlando Brown. Who else is available? Remember Celebrity Deathmatch on MTV?
Uh-huh.
Little claymation things?
Yeah.
I wonder who's Ray J's next opponent. He lost to, who did he fight last time?
He's going to fight somebody in B2K for sure.
Raz B.
Oh, I can't wait till we get to him.
I don't know. That's the next topic. Yes. We might as well go in there. But I'm trying to remember, who did Ray J fight?
Before, it was a dude I didn't know.
He got knocked out by somebody.
Yeah, and he was mad. It was a dude that I don't know.
Patreon, do y'all know?
Was it Super Hot?
No. Deshaun Raw. It was Super Hot Fire. He knocked Ray J out. Now Ray J's 1-1. It's either Jake Paul, which I don't want that to happen. Because Jake Paul knocks some people out.
Yeah.
Kev versus Jonah Hill on Zeus. But see, Jonah Hill only going to do
jiu-jitsu. he could do with Ray J, but then we figure it out. Because they're the same Mike. Marcus, why did my husband, he never saw the clip of Jonah. Like he heard when I was imitating him, but he never saw the full clip. He was like, "Who says that?" He said, and I bet you he followed up with some bull. Like, as long as they're not like bigger than me,
yes.
And I said, "That's literally what he said." He was like, "That's what they do." When you talk that much crap, you put disclaimers.
Yeah. As long as they're exact, my height and exact or small, weight.
If it's just a little child, I'm killing them.
Me versus Kai or Sai?
Annihilate.
Done. Annihilate you. That clip did a million on Instagram. I got to text you. I posted one and didn't text you. 24 hours went by. And then I text you, Angel, except 2 seconds. You really don't be on Instagram.
I don't.
What do you do?
I do, actually. I do, but I don't be over
Do you not
there.
Check your DMs?
I do, actually. I try to keep my, that's the only, my mail before, my DMs, I try to clear them out. But then sometimes I do, I go and there's nothing. There's nothing.
So I'm going to just text you.
Yeah, that'll do it. Okay. You know, I'll answer. I'll answer a text.
Yeah. All right. So, speaking about Raz B.
Oh, my God.
Raz B. This is on the Jasmine brand. Raz B says, Raz B says the people want a B2K Destiny Child and NSYNC Stadium tour. Makes the pitch to Justin Timberlake and Beyonce. Here's Raz B.
Craziest tour ever would be NSYNC, Destiny Child, and B2K on a stadium run would be incredible. Justin Timberlake, Beyonce, I've done everything. Let's go ahead and give the people what they want.
Mm-hmm.
They
want
to see 5 for 5 and 4. You feel me? That would be incredible. Obviously, y'all all can go on your own stadium tours. It would be, like, incredible.
What if
we just did that together?
Angel, as a fan of Destiny's Child
and NSYNC, very, I was a huge fan of NSYNC.
And B2K, what are your
You know, when I listened to it, I said, he said it would be a crazy tour for NSYNC, Destiny's Child, and B2K. It would also be a crazy tour for NSYNC, Destiny's Child, and the Teletubbies. NSYNC, Destiny's Child, and the Clark Sisters. NSYNC, Destiny's Child, and the Fresh Beat Band. NSYNC, you
and Miss Rachel for Littles.
Yes, and Miss
Since
Rachel.
Since we're just throwing the third person in.
We could just put in any motherfucker. It could be NSYNC, Destiny's Child, JJ Icefish. It's going to sell out because that last person is irrelevant. According, if we're following the pattern that he said, you know, in children's school, they show you a pattern and then they fill in a couple of other pieces and you figure out what's the missing piece of the pattern. And if the two settled pieces are Destiny's Child and NSYNC, and then you say B2K, so I say, People we care about. Huh? And I'm like, what made you put your... Listen, let me be clear. Bump, Bump, Bump was a hit.
Big!
Okay? They in their dance videos, fantastic, okay? And then the movies they made together.
You got served.
Yes.
Heat.
We were served. Amazing cinema, okay? Mm-hmm. However, come somebody said the Berenstain Bears. Exactly.
Well, the thing about it, whether it was NSYNC, B2K, I mean NSYNC and Destiny's Child, whoever that B2K, how many more tickets were added?
The theirs?
How many
more? Theirs. Because they're going to have to buy their own ticket to that concert.
Somebody's scrolling like, man, they have Destiny's Child and NSYNC. But, man, if they had B2K, now that, then I would have purchased
then
it.
Then I'll show up.
I ain't just going for NSYNC and Destiny. Who, both of them, their fans have been clamoring
for
reunion tour.
This is what's crazy. If it was, that was the bill. Destiny's Child, NSYNC, B2K.
The Fresh Beat.
If
they could have been NSYNC, B2K, Plies, and Destiny's Child.
But this is the thing.
Carl Thomas is going to sing I Wish, and then the best going to start.
No, I'm telling you, if it's NSYNC, Destiny's Child, and B2K got sick, they can plug in my mama, and the ticket sales are not going to change.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the stage, Mama Dorothy. Peter walked on water one day.
No doubt about it. Let me tell you, nobody would ask for their money back. If they said B2K can't make it, Evangelist Dorothy Moore will be, there'll people like, oh, okay.
Dorothy Moore is performing Peter K.
They're like, oh, okay.
And then we're just going to have the DJ after that.
All right, that's perfect. Feels the same. Feels the same.
Okay, I don't get it. In all seriousness, if you were the promoter and you were trying to do stadium tour sold out, and you have Destiny's Child and you have NSYNC, what would be your third act that you think would actually draw tickets in that would make it like a sold out everywhere?
Britney Spears.
No, we can't. She can't.
Okay, then not Ariana. What's that child's name? Christina. Well, that's. But I would pay more to see spinning and panties.
She's gonna be here. Brittany
the thing gonna, is, I would want to see that. I'll be like, get
her performing right now, like she'd be on Instagram.
Get a real snake and have her do "I'm a Slave for You." I want to see what happens. I want to see what. If not her, then Christina Aguilera. That is.
She ain't been on the road in a minute.
No, that's why I would see her.
Okay.
But
I would think the Backstreet Boys would be, but actually I don't know if you sell any more tickets.
You
who,
don't.
Who was going to come for NSYNC?
No. And
I feel like a lot of people, that ticket's already purchased with NSYNC.
And here's the thing. What they're missing is that even though B2K did have a star power solo person with Omarion, mm-hmm. Backstreet Boys did not have a solo person that Nick Lachey, was he Backstreet? He wasn't even Backstreet. He was 97 Degrees.
Nick Lachey, 97.
Or 98 degrees, whatever it is. It's one of them.
He's temperature boy.
Yeah.
I know he's temperature boy. He had that tribal tattoo.
Yeah. So they didn't have somebody that like really, of the Backstreet Boys that kind of like.
They didn't have a separate. Was Kevin one? I don't know the Backstreet Boys' names.
Right.
Brian. Maybe it was Brian.
They would have a better chance if they added like Boys to Men.
To add?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because then you do get, because the thing is, listen, no shade. Well, no, all shade, but now not shady. B2K does have a younger audience. They were popular after the hype.
That's Scream Tour. That's B2K, Pretty Ricky, Bow Wow.
Correct.
Yeah.
So my thing is that these people, these two groups, one are a little bit of a different generation.
Yes.
So already you're in the wrong generation. Two, their stardom was so much bigger.
Yes.
So I'm like, we either got to find
B2K black famous.
Very much
black
so.
Famous and like male's age group.
Yeah.
Which is male's only 4 years younger than me. Mm-hmm. But that 4 years is very important. If we're in 10th grade and you in 6th grade, we are having... I'm aware of B2K, Bow Wow, but I was not like.
And I'm never paying to see them in concert. My Dot, one of my friends who ended up going with Mel, she asked me, "You want to go see B2K, Bow Wow, and Amara?" And I said, "Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. They have no desire to be in no concert watching them."
No disrespect.
And I bet you they are amazing performers.
Bow Wow has amazing stage presence.
Oh, absolutely. They're all good performers.
They're great. At this big age, I just didn't come up on Bow Wow or B2K's music.
Those were little cousins.
They were little babies. Now, immature, I know more of their music. Mm-hmm. They was coming up that 4 year difference between Marcus Houston and Omarion, maybe 6, 7, 8 years. It's a huge difference. I know way more of their.
I was about to say something so rude. That's what my brain said to say. Wow.
No, for sure. That's right? Yes.
Yeah.
Fair.
Mm-hmm.
Fair.
ABC, another bad creation. Yeah, that was even before them.
Yeah, that was I was littler then.
Yeah,
I don't know if you might as well get Soul For Real going.
Oh yeah.
My love. Do you ever dream of candy-coated raindrops? You're the same, my candy rain.
Boom, boom, boom,
rain.
Boom, boom. Yeah.
Have you ever loved someone
Kevin.
So much you thought you'd die, giving all yourself to them? They ran that song for years.
They performed at Roots and Heritage. I remember when I was...
What's that?
That's a black festival in Lexington. When I was in high school and they came and performed. My love, I loved it.
That little boy was singing.
Do you ever dream?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. Like, I would rather... There's just, put like this, if you're not going to have somebody of the same generation as them, then you actually need to go back, not forward.
For sure. Or forward. Somebody suggested Missy Elliott. I feel like.
Missy Elliott is the same generation. Like, her popularity is of the same generation.
That's true.
That's Missy, what I mean by.
You're absolutely right, because I feel like Missy broke in like 95 or 96 as a solo artist.
Yes, and that's when Destiny's Child was solo. And I was just about to say,
but I feel like that their fan bases might be different. Like Missy might have people who will be like, oh, snap. Because of the three, I like NSYNC, but I'd be more excited to see Missy and Destiny's Child.
And Missy and Beyonce toured together.
Oh, did they? Oh, they did.
Uh-huh. In 2004?
Yeah.
Because I was at that concert.
They did. I saw that. I was looking at Beyonce's tour one time, and Missy performed with her.
Alicia Keys was on that tour, too. So that's a person that you could add.
There you go.
It's Alicia. I don't know if she's... Look at you. Look at you. What? Look at you. It's burning your skin. Yeah.
Love it. Love that idea. Yes.
Burning your skin. Burning your skin.
What a man. Yes.
Oh my God.
Empire State of Mind. New York. Although, all jokes aside, Alicia Keys' live album, was it Diary of was it MTV Unplugged or Alicia Keys Unplugged? What was her live album called? Mm-hmm.
Where the hell? Oh shit!
What was her live album called? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Diary or Alicia Keys Unplugged album? Was it?
They said Unplugged.
Unplugged? Yeah. That was a good album. It was not awful. Y'all tripping? Yeah, that's the one where her background singer went off. What was that song?
Everybody says she needs a plug, though.
No. That's Tony something. No, Jermaine Paul. Diary. Listen, I'm going to play real quick, Angel. You mind?
I don't mind.
Alicia Keys' Diary. Live. Or no, Unplugged. He was killing. Here it is. Let's just skip to that part. Diary.
Oh yeah, we're gonna yell you into. No way!
get the part we like? Do we hear it?
You talking about the part where he's singing?
Yeah. Angels, put your eyes regular.
Hey, amen.
No, 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 no.
All right, moving on. Lionel Richie randomly, I feel like, took a shot at Chris Brown and Usher during one of his concerts. Let's listen. Go.
The only difference is between then and now, 40 years. We didn't go to jail.
What is this?
Brian Fisherman. That's right. See, we didn't have that Instagram and that.
Oh, come on, sound off.
What the hell was that? Let's do a little scene. You see me?
Angel, you heard me.
Who was that?
Lionel Richie. When I saw that in the docket, I said, Lionel Richie took a shot at Chris Brown and Usher. Why? Ain't nobody who's contemplating a Lionel Richie concert also contemplating a Chris Brown concert. Usher, I think.
He really compared. He's not a comedian.
Lionel?
That was like, let me give you like quick 3 minutes.
Right.
See how it goes. Only thing different, we didn't get arrested. Well, a lot of niggas around you were. The groups in the 70s and the 80s.
Oh, man.
They were doing coke and beating women. They were having a time.
And sometimes there wasn't enough coke left.
It wasn't enough. Let's not pretend like y'all were Boy Scouts.
Yeah, for sure.
Y'all were doing the most. Now, Lionel might not have. Listen, he might have been like, let me keep this curl moisturized. I'm not messing with nobody.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a bunch of them who was out here having a time.
What do you think triggered this? Why?
He's old and things fly into old people's minds. Have you had a conversation with an old person lately?
Yeah, my grandma, man.
You just don't know what's going to happen.
She be saying stuff and the words hit your ears before your brain even understands what just happened.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd be like, I imagine what you going to be like when you old. If your brain go like this now.
It's going to be a good
time. Imagine you going to be 76.
My grandchildren going to love spending time with me.
Oh, they're going to be like,
they're going to bring their friends over and be like, let me tell you.
Have you thought about what you want your kids to call you? Your grandkids call you?
Sugar.
What? Sugar Angel or just Sugar?
Sugar.
Why?
Because it's sweet.
I want them to call me Kevin on stage.
The Kevin. Kev, give me something. Man. I either want either Sugar or Honey. One of the two.
Honey.
Can we go see Sugar?
That's what you want them to say?
Yeah.
I want them to call me Pop Pop.
Oh, you want to be old now.
I can't wait, man. I'll be like, Zay, man, don't have no baby, man. But if you have a baby, man, all right then. I ain't going to hold you, Angel. I wouldn't be that mad. I would be initially like, boy, you done. What? You did what? Got a girl pregnant. Oh, man. What did I tell you about condoms and stuff, son? When is she due?
She moving in?
All right. Y'all got to come in and be in your room. I guess we can turn the other half into a nursery. If we've got to come together as a family now, you made a mistake.
Yeah.
Great mistake.
Great mistake.
But you are family, and she is too.
And the baby's ours.
Name the baby Kevin.
I got it, Kevin.
Regardless of sex, Papa Honey Bun. Wow.
Oh, that'd be a cute
Papa Honey Bun.
That's a cute granddaddy name, Honey Bun.
But Papa Honey Bun, I don't. Also, let me say something. I didn't have a beard for a long time, but I had a mustache. Without facial hair, I am a significantly different person. Mm-hmm. I feel like you got to, if you're going to go no facial hair, you got to always have been no facial hair.
Yeah.
You can't, like, Shannon Sharp used to be, he used to have the butt face, you know? Now you got the full beard.
The beard helps.
You can't go, but you can't go back now.
Marcus shaved his beard once. We thought he had a jawline under there. It's not there. He said, not there. I just knew. I was like, shave it off. Give you that chisel. It was no chisel. It's all soft.
So did you... Was he less attractive?
To everyone in, in himself.
Oh, when I see that picture of me beardless, I'd be like, yuck, man. Yeah.
It is just, his face looks so... We were both just like, we weren't expecting it. We were just like, it's like if you were to shave all the hair off a cat. It's just like... That's not what we were expecting.
But what if I had a... And that's what I hate, man. This doesn't happen as much as it used to back in the day. But when I first moved to L.A., at the beginning of pilot season, black men would always shave their facial hair because that's how you know, mm-hmm. had a better chance of getting a role.
Yeah.
And I used to be like, man, I don't want that role. Like, if I had to get a role, like, what if I had to look like this?
As long as they paying you good, you fine. You all right. You okay. If they pay Marcus good, go ahead. We don't need a jawline. Jawlines ain't paying the bill. Go ahead. Shave it off.
Oh, my God.
He's only shaved it off twice since we've been together. One was for a role for a sketch that I wrote.
He and shaved his beard for a sketch?
He had to because I wanted this gone.
The goatee? Yeah, or a soul patch?
So he had all of this.
Yeah.
No. You got to look. He had this going into this.
Oh, he had the motorcycle rider thing.
I wanted this gone.
With this there? Yes. Was he evil?
No, he was a deacon. And so he did. In heckle or hell, if you look at it, he doesn't have any.
Oh, I need to look at it again.
He doesn't have any hair.
I was too tickled by heckle or hell.
It was the dumbest thing ever. But yeah, that was one of the two times that he, because after the sketch was over, then he had to shave all of his hair off.
Got it. Just to go back.
Right.
All right, moving on. A couple more things. First, we got to talk about this black-owned restaurant.
Oh, my God.
Who has, it's a steakhouse, I believe in Florida, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh my God, it's more like a fish house.
Hey, they have a nude, what was it? First Monday of every month, it is nude nights. You come into the restaurant and you eat your steak butthole naked.
We have our nude dinner where guests can come and just take their clothes off and have a great dinner.
Ali says the blinds go down and the clothes come off. Nestled in the heart of Hollywood is Class Steakhouse Soiree.
Chef
Murad Ali says they've been up and running for about 8 years.
It's legal because the windows are completely blacked out. No one can see from outside. Our staff are fully clothed, so there's no... entertainment from us. The entertainment is just dinner.
He says the idea came after the restaurant hosted a private party for nudists.
Once the event was finished, my idea said, let's do it ourselves.
Now the experience is open to adults with a 5-course meal and a few extra layers of cleanliness.
We have a robe that everyone is offered. We have a leather seat cushion, which is sanitized. We also have a lap towel.
And the concept may not be for everyone, but Ali says that's exactly the point.
The first Monday of every month, we have our host, our new dinner.
Oh, that's it. That looped like it was.
Yeah.
That was
a good
loop.
They did a good job.
Angel, your thoughts. You like fine dining. So do I.
I do. I don't want to witness myself eating naked.
Not even yourself.
I don't want to. One, food drops. I don't want to have tomato sauce or any juices near my labia. I don't want, and then also I don't be sitting, like I'm not, as you see, I had to put a pillow behind my back because mm-hmm. I don't have like the like really nice posture like this. And so I'm already a big girl, but then you really gonna make me feel like severely morbidly obese if I'm sitting there eating. I'm gonna look like Orlando titties just Orlando Brown titties moving, it just feels, and then I smell people.
You smell people plus food.
Because your clothes keep, and I don't even mean stinking body odor, just the smell of
skin.
Perspiration, you know, coochie sweat, ball sweat. Like, the restaurant worker who got to collect them leather cushions, like, women, your body comes out.
Yeah, leak.
It leak.
And then you gonna, and I'm sure there are people who are like doing that, watching you while you eat. Oh,
and then you, I also don't have a appetizing body naked. It got to come with some stuff. Emotionally intelligent, pick up the kids on time, love. But just seeing me naked ain't like, oh, I love it. You know, darkness, I present better in darkness and with years of love attached. But if I came across my own body with my own eye, I don't want lamb chops right now.
Yeah.
Right? But if I see somebody else naked, I can't focus.
I just feel like I'll feel fatter.
For sure.
This is, you know what? KJ Smith, she said one way to keep her from overeating was she would eat with barely any clothes on.
Eat her food at home?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. She said it would keep her from overeating. So, because it makes you feel so like you don't want to see your belly start to just.
I like overeating.
I do too.
I enjoy.
That's why my body's like this.
I think we more people should be like us. Yeah. Angel, let me tell you what.
What you gonna tell me?
We are the norm.
Oh, I know.
When I go out into the world, the United States, anywhere, I travel for a living. Let me tell you what. People like me and you is what? I'd say 70% of what people look like.
Mm-hmm.
Me and you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you add the stage crew coefficient, we don't carry no smalls on that merch table. Mm-hmm. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
For years, we carried smalls and they would not get bought. Now, them 2X, X, large, that gonna sell.
Mm-hmm.
That gonna sell. So I don't feel that bad. Cause I used to make jokes about myself. I always do about my body. But when I look in the audience and be like, people laughing bigger than me. Now, all right, now, how funny could it be? Cause it's the same. So the people that gonna be there gonna be the me and yous of the world,
mm-hmm.
which is America, big country. We big country. When I go to Europe and stuff, I'd be like, dang, you tell who's American.
You know, yeah.
A lot of them countries walk for a living. They bike.
All that stuff. Well, meanwhile, we sitting here.
I walk to my car.
Is your car even here?
No.
You got him driving you everywhere. You
just
so
today. I just got a lot to do today.
We got the same amount of stuff to do, Kim.
No. I got to go somewhere else after that.
He said, I got to go. I know. We got the same amount. Actually, I was going to vlog.
No, I
got
to shoot Ball Brothers in between.
Wait a minute. When y'all shooting Ball Brothers?
1 o'clock. 1 o'clock. You ain't shooting that. I'm shooting these two. We got the mean at 11. Then I'm shooting the Ball Brothers at 1 o'clock.
Where?
Here.
And then you going to Burbank?
And I'll be at Burbank by 3:30. I'm going to be there by the time we get there.
By the time? Of course you're going to be there by the time we get there because you'll be there.
Yeah, I'm going to be there by 3:30.
This is what I meant to do today. And we gonna
you got a little baby DJI?
No, this is regular size. I just took the bottom off.
Oh, I didn't know it came off.
Yeah, A day in the life with Kevin all day today, and I want y'all to see.
You really are. We've been here since 8:15. It's 10:30.
It's 10:21. I forgot to start vlogging earlier. Vlog alert. Talk to y'all later. I don't want that. I don't want. I don't want to see people's titties. I don't want to have to be reminded. Because what if there's somebody there who's thin and got a great body, and then I'm gonna be pissed off.
Oh, for sure.
I'll be like, what you ordering?
For sure.
And you gonna eat all that? You still gonna be that size?
Hey, Joe, this story you done told me before, but please tell me that story of that wet T-shirt concert you were at. That girl, you see that girl's coochie?
I was like, so does nobody else see that she's got a skirt hanging from her labia? They're curtains hanging on the outside of her coochie, and nobody.
Oh my God.
All the guys and girls were still like, what? And I was like, then I was like, is my coochie supposed to look like that? But why didn't nobody tell me?
Coochies don't have no look.
Well, that's when I found out.
Yeah, coochies don't look the same. Peens don't look the same. Titties don't be the same size.
It looked like a coochie was trying to come out of her coochie. It looked
like aliens?
Yes.
That's my second coochie. That's terrible.
It looked like a second coochie. And I was like, she's not. She forgot to put it up.
The fact that we have all these bodies, just like fingerprints, coochies have got their own individual look.
Well, I didn't know. And because my coochie had been looking like my coochie all of its life. And so when at 18, I was on that beach and I saw that and I was like, But it was more so, I was shocked and by nobody responding.
No, man, because coochies be out there.
I just was like,
that coochies be right. out there, man. Watch out. All right, we got to talk about some sports news, Angel. Steve Ballmer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sources. The NBA has found no evidence that Steve Ballmer funneled money to Kawhi Leonard via sponsors. That news came out yesterday, and then immediately there was an article that says the NBA rejects this. We have not concluded our investigation, and there is no proof that they did it. What the NBA said is their further thing said the NBA is focused on whether the team's introduction of Leonard to team sponsors constitute a violation of the league's rules prohibiting salary cap circumvention. Two of the sources told this nigga and that nigga.
Okay, now I've read it earlier and did not. My comprehension level was way low because you saying it now, I now understand.
Yes.
I thought the NBA was saying, we never said to investigate.
No.
But they're saying, we don't know what the hell they're talking about. Right. We ain't said that.
That's right. And also, this is what they want us to believe. Steve Ballmer, the owner of the Clippers, did not say, hey, man, pay Kawhi Leonard extra money via the sponsors. But the sponsors just said, hey, man, we want to give Kawhi Leonard, just brand deal money. The score, it was like the Scoreboard, the Aspire. It was a few different companies. Mm-hmm. And I read that thing. I said, boy, the amount of times people think we are a stupid people.
Yeah, they now, think we granted, are stupid.
There are a lot of stupid people. Social media has proven to me,
oh my God,
time and time again, not only is reading comprehension down, that's obvious. Not only is there a literacy crisis, there are people who are stupid people. Like, you are just a stupid idiot.
Yeah.
And they can get on social media with the people who got good grades. I got good grades. You got good grades. Fantastic. You went on a full ride.
Fantastic grades.
Scholarship.
Yeah.
To the university in Kentucky.
Wow.
Okay, we got to talk about this first before we leave. That Kentucky school who had the AI.
Yeah, and it was Kentucky.
Let me play this clip for y'all. I said, Angel, yo state, Angel.
The bluegrass state, baby, every time.
Does this map look right to you? If you look closely, Kentucky is Vinecki. Indiana is Ino Lano. Louisiana is Lukong, and South Carolina is South Quanto. Well, that map was in the agenda given to students at a JCPS school, Farnsley Middle.
The day that school started, the first thing he said to me is, Mom, did you know that we live in Vinecki? And I said, what are you talking about?
The bizarre errors do not end there. It appears much of the agenda was generated using AI.
The periodic table is just jarbled words. We have new planets called Mark. Like, yes. Crazy.
Morris, the mom you just heard from, told the school right away, but it wasn't until almost a week later that the school told kids to rip out the affected pages and emailed parents about the inaccurate information. Which new state is your favorite, and what do you think about this?
See, let me tell you about us Vinekians. We're ahead of the time. What we know is aliens are coming, and they're going to change up all the names. So you might have heard of Kentucky, but it'll be no longer because Vinekian is coming.
Vinekian, the fact, there's such a concern about students using AI. The school using AI for part of the, I think they were like planners or some sort of pass around that the kids got. I said, man, I don't know what we going to do.
You know.
Because go ahead.
No, I was about to say, there's nothing for us to do. We're going to let them be stupid.
And that's the thing. When we was coming up, when you knew somebody in your class was dumb or in your grade, mm-hmm. you were able to say, oh, that's just a stupid person talking. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to take that I'm going to take that with a grain of salt. Now on social media, you don't know that person. And they be saying stuff and you'd be like, wow, you are a dumb person. You are a stupid.
A stupid.
Person. I wish it was that easy. I wish like social media would be like, put your GPA with your name. Like, imagine social media just put whatever the person's high school GPA was next to their ad. It'd be like, at Rob Jones say this 2.1. I'd be like, oh, now I understand. And then, you know, some kids have 4.0 or the plus, weighted average. Mm-hmm. If you just put your GPA, maybe your ACT and SAT.
Oh, Jesus.
Then I had a terrible SAT.
I was about to say, I think a lot of us did.
I had a solid ACT, but you know there is racism in them standard issue tests. But just put your GPA and your high school GPA and your college GPA, or if you didn't attend, or if you finished high school. Like, imagine it said at Jonesboro Jonesy, did not finish high school.
Well, see, sometimes the people with the 2.1s are the funniest. So I still want...
I'm not saying take you out, but I'm just saying when we have certain discussions, if I saw your GPA, I'd be like, oh, great. And if you saw mine, say, at Kev on stage, 980 on the SAT, you could be like, that nigga don't know nothing. He's just a 980. But I also want to have a caveat. That was my first time taking the SAT. I got tired towards the end, and I wanted to eat that granola bar. Oh. And I start thinking about that more than them questions. The last 30, 40 minutes, I said, I'm tired of this.
I don't want it no more.
I didn't know at all that you could take pre-SATs. I didn't know you could hire a tutor.
Have you all do the PSAT?
Angel, and I'm not saying my school didn't say this. When it was time for SATs, I signed up and took that test one time. It was the first time I ever even seen those questions in my life. Then I found out when I got to college, I met a lot of people who had 1,200, 1,400, 1,600. And they were like, "Oh, my tutor prepared me." That was probably the 15th, 16th SAT I had taken. They had taken all these pre-SATs. And I said, "Man, what?" But my parents didn't have, I said, "How y'all get that?" My mom tutored. My mom paid for my SAT tutor.
Yeah, no.
I took the ACT blind. I took the SAT blind.
Yeah, I took
never
them
seen
both
a
blind.
Prep. Well, question.
The PSAT we did take. You have a booker. The PSAT we
something
did.
About this room
I just wanted to wait until you finished your point, but it was like. Yeah, it was sitting there talking to me while you were talking to me. You know, the internet is a mosh posh, and everybody has equal footing in the comment section. And it's unfortunate.
A mosh posh?
It is. It's a hosh posh mosh posh. And you just have to, those of us who feel that we have higher intelligence have to use restraint.
Yes.
And stop commenting on things that we could see are slow people.
But sometimes it be so hard.
I'm not saying it's
you
easy.
Gotta correct it. It be like.
No, you don't. You don't gotta correct it.
You
let them
do.
Let them live in their stupidity.
No, Angel, it. I feel like I gotta say it.
But it's
or
not,
I can't rest.
You can't rest.
No.
You can believe in yourself. Go do community service with that anger.
No. Yes. I wanna tell you, you're dumb on the internet.
No, because it's not gonna change anything.
I feel better. When I call
so, you're dumb.
Did you take the pre-SAT?
Mm-hmm.
How many times?
Once.
So you took PSAT and then you took the SAT.
Mm-hmm, well, that's what the school paid for.
Okay, I did not.
I got a 1250 on my SAT, and I said that's good enough. And I got a 25 on my ACT.
Oh, I got a 980 on my SAT, and I got a 30.
Nigga.
What'd you
high.
What'd you get on your ACT?
25.
What'd it go up to? Because you like, said that I said maybe I didn't get to that.
30-something.
Let me ask Liz.
I thought it was 36.
I did good on that. Let me ask Liz, because she'd be catching me when I'd be lying. I did good.
36, yeah, it's the highest.
I know Lissa did better than me on Bo. Let me call this, because she probably doing her makeup. She ain't gonna see this phone ring.
I mean... Wait a minute. They not doing the...
They are. They're not doing it till 12, though. Mel's going to court. Hey, do you remember what I got on my ACT? Do you remember what I got on my ACT? It go up to 36. I did good, but I can't remember. I said 30-something. Angel was like, oh, my God. But I was like, maybe I didn't do that good. But I feel like I did really good, but I didn't do no... I don't know if it was her reaction made me think I didn't do that good.
You might have.
She said high 20s. Okay, maybe 28, 29.
Fantastic.
Okay. She said she remembered thinking, wow, that was really good. Okay. Are you on your way here? Okay, cool. See you in a minute.
Yeah, to high 20s is amazing as well.
Yeah.
But I could only take, it was whatever I landed on was where I was going to be
at. And I turned my college stuff in. What I found was interesting, when I went to college, though, I met so many kids who had 4.0 and
1400 on the SAT who was flunking out of class mainly because they didn't have, they could not create their own schedule. They couldn't wake themselves up, make it to class on time. And a lot of them expected the teachers to like cater to them in a way their high school did. Mm. And for me, my mom made me start doing my laundry at fifth grade. Remember, my mom one day was just like, all right, I'm done with this. Here's how you go. White clothes, hot, little bleach, thing, done. Dark clothes, cold, no bleach. Put it in the dryer, do your clothes. I'm done with this. And I was like, okay. When I got to college, I found out some of them kids had never turned the laundry in, never put their clothes away, never folded their clothes. I said, how y'all? And then it was able to take their clothes home for the weekend, and their mom would do their laundry. They'd come back folded. And I just was like, this is,
he's like, that's not,
that's the life. Crazy to me.
That's not the life I live.
And they were having their parents call up to the school, University of Washington, to get them to change grades and get them extra stuff. And the teachers were like, absolutely not. And stop calling here. And them kids, some of them smart kids, 1600 SAT 4.0 flunked out.
That's great.
Because they just couldn't, like, they couldn't handle the independence. That was a big problem for them, is nobody was making them do stuff. Nobody was making you go to class. Nobody was making you study. And there was no, like, parent calls that could help. And then they was just flunking out left and right.
Oh, yeah, no. I knew I wasn't going to have no. My scholarship was dependent upon me keeping a certain. They would give you more money if you kept over 3.5.
What'd you end up with?
At what? You mean in college?
Yeah.
Oh, I never was below a 3.5.
With Lexia.
Never.
And imagine if them letters was correct.
Come on. And let me tell you, even with the standardized tested, I eeny, meeny, mighty, mowed.
Oh, yeah.
A good amount. That English section, any minute, mighty, mowed. Catch you by his toe. If it's not, let it go. Any minute, mighty, mowed. Moving on to the next. Any minute, mighty, mowed. I was like, I can't.
Oh, but, my God.
I kept over 3.5. One, I wanted that money. You put money as a
motivator. Oh, for sure.
I was like, yeah, oh, you're going to give me another 2,500?
For sure.
Here you go. Look at these grades.
For sure. All right, last thing before we go, I got to do before we take this meeting.
Go, boo-boo.
Divine Joy Randolph says her $17,000 a month LA rental home, our LA rental, came with pests, plumbing problems, defective locks, and a whole lot of regret. Now she's suing the landlord. The Oscar winner is seeking unspecified damages plus reimbursement for hotel stays, repairs, and pest control.
She sounds like she down there near Beverly Hills.
$17,000 a month, and I got problems.
I could believe, because it sound like, because you know she ain't living, if she was living in the Valley, she would own a whole apartment complex for $17,000. She would own an apartment complex.
What?
Every single suite in that complex.
Man.
So for $17,000, she's not living in the Valley. She's living down there.
Oh, yeah.
In the Culver City. Yes. More than likely Beverly Hills, or what's that? Hancock Park area.
Yep.
Those houses are older. They are. They have a nice size to them, but they're old, and them people ain't taking care of that shit.
No. $17,000 a month. If I had to pay that much, I just can't imagine also having a problem. Like, they should kill roaches previous to them coming to my home.
It's like New York, though. You going $17,000, you got rats, too.
You're right. Remember on Succession?
Yeah.
All that penthouse that man had still had rats. Them rats are like, man, that's crazy. You got a nice house. You got so much more room.
We love it. Now, where's the food?
Man, yeah. I was watching this TikTok, Angel. This dude had moved away from his wife to go to school in New York. Wife and two kids. His community had helped him pay for a mini apartment. It was $3,000 a month for 200 square feet. Of an apartment. He opens the door to his apartment. He has a loft bed like a college, bed up top, two chairs underneath, little desk area, a little storage unit, kind of like cubbies. You turn around, closet space, a hot plate, and a sink. $3,000 a month, no bathroom in his room. There was three bathrooms on each floor, and they shared a community bathroom. I asked myself, who, and I'm a dream chaser. If my dream cost me $3,000 a month and I had to share a bathroom every day, I think I would be like, I'm not, I can't do it. $3,000 a month and I can't pee in the place where I live. I'd rather not have a hot plate.
And then also New York smell.
And New York smell. And he opened his window and it was like fire escape, and another building was all his view. 200 square feet and no bathroom. Community shower is, I want to be able to put my feet on the ground. You can't put your feet on the ground if you share the bathroom with the public.
And then you have to wrap the toilet every time you got a boo-boo. Or either come with your own toilet seat.
Or come with your own toilet.
Every time. And then put my butt down.
And imagine letting your husband leave and chase his dream. You got to keep your house. And then you got to pay for Marcus. And he got $3,000 and he living in there. And you live, he lived a flight away, he said, from his family. A short flight.
Nigga, you ain't got no dreams. You ain't got no dreams, nigga.
Dreams don't die. They don't sell either. One day I'm gonna bring that shirt back.
Loser shirt. That was you're a loser. Dreams don't die. You just stopped chasing them, you lazy bastard. That's why they came through. That's what it should have said.
Angel, I did such a big campaign for that. I ordered all these shirts. Boy, what I tell you, man, my distributor dude, the orders came in. They was prepped and ready. But when I put that thing to the Patreon, they was like.
Because it was so I terrible. Said,
okay, maybe Patreon ain't rocking with it. I'm going to go public. I put it public and they were like, all right, nigga.
The shirt was basically, you're a fucking loser shirt. I remember seeing it being like.
All I said was, dreams don't die. You stop chasing them.
Yeah, it sounds like you're a lazy twat. You couldn't get your life together. Your dream is out there. You just didn't decide to go get it.
God.
Lazy. Couch potato.
I mean, I had three separate designs selling nothing.
No, why kept designing?
I said, I'm going to hit him. I had voiceover talk. I had sunglasses. Josh took the world's greatest picture. We had video. I mean, roll out. I paid the graphic designer. Boy, I didn't even get my money back from the graphic designer. Massive L. And if the Patreon wasn't rocking with it, I should have known then.
You should have known. It wasn't what they wanted.
I should have known then. I said, man, it's got a streetwear look. They was like, yeah. So many comments like, Kev, I love you, man, but nah.
I was like, does he hear what the shirt says?
Man, I said, nah. They said, no, Kevin. They did this on the laptop.
They closed it down.
No, thank you.
But did you not hear what it was written? Like, when you read it out loud, what did your reading comprehension say it meant?
To me, it said, man, I got to keep going. But you know how I know? I made notebooks. I was like, I want people to write their dreams.
Write down all your failures.
Boy, when I tell you that people was like, I can't read, I can't write. I'm illiterate.
I just was like, does he not see this is on the negative side of
it? Oh, I did not see. I didn't do no market research. Ever since then, I've always put the stuff out to Patreon and see how y'all feel.
Tell me what you think.
Even if y'all don't like it, I'd be like, let me just test the waters.
Why not? Don't stop chasing your dreams.
Man, watch out. Dreams don't die, y'all. You just quit chasing them.
See, you telling them what they did.
$25.
That's what you're spending your money on damn t-shirts. That's why your dream ain't with you. You got a poor budget skills. Your financial literacy just as dumb as you are.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
It's kind of accusatory. I agree with you, Kyla.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I agree.
Yeah, you didn't give them a prompt.
Lord, I just.
Like, tell them to go do it. You said, this is what you did. This is what you did.
And they rejected me with their wallets. I lost so much money. I ended up selling some of them shirts for $2.
Oh, I still have mine.
Some people do. Just hold on to it. For one day, I make it.
There's the Kevin Stage Museum.
Hold it up like John Cusack held that boombox up. All right, y'all. Thanks for.
Oh, my God. Why are you ending the show like
sorry.
It?
You might as well leave it.
No.
We're done. The light turned off. We'll see y'all next week, Monday. God bless you. God keep you. We'll see you at the conference.
Patreon, we'll see you Friday.
Patreon, we'll see you Friday.
So yeah, so next week Tuesday we won't be here. Y'all, next week Tuesday we will not be here. Me and Andrew are shooting a TV show. Yep.